This is one prophet the Lord didn't choose to deliver his people out of Egypt. An Old Testament bandom fusion fic featuring the members of Cobra Starship and Panic at the Disco. Written by Roga and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the following warnings. Gabe Saporta as the Chosen One. Author's note. Once upon a time, I used to stick to my plans. Oh well. So, I wrote this during Passover, and it was going to be five prophets the Lord didn't choose to deliver his people from Egypt, with five different fandoms, except I only ended up writing one, and now it is way past relevant. I'm posting it anyway, so that it at least will have some kind of life instead of die on my hard drive. So you're saying that I am going to be the savior of the entire human race, Gabe says. Fucking rad, man! Man-bush. Bushman. The bush puked out a few sparks. Just the Jewish people. But it is still a respectable position, I assure you. Hey, man, no problem. I got this. Gabe pulled down his shades. So here's the plan. I march up to the palace and say, "Yo, listen up, Pharaoh, you slave-driving inbred cocksucker. You had better let my fucking people go right the fuck now, or my bush god will rain fucking fire on your ass with the rage of 1,000 motherfucking cats in heat, and also give you fucking head lice." How's that sound? The bush hesitated. And then he said that I'd have to meet someone who would speak for me, like a man of words or something. The fuck? Oh, him, someone said excitedly. He's a man of words! Gabe narrowed his eyes at the very tiny guy, trying his best to bounce while sitting on the ground, who was pointing emphatically at an equally tiny, spindly-limbed kid. Who are you, little man? The boy drew himself up, utterly failing to stop being tiny, and beamed down even harder. I'm Brendan Urie. He's Ryan Ross. If Ryan Ross was carefully containing his excitement at being introduced to Gabe, he was doing it perfectly, because his expression remained thoroughly unimpressed. Gabe leaned closer to Ryland. Does he always come with the paint on his face? As far as I know, Ryland said. They looked again. Somehow, even through the swooping birds and the romantic skyline decorating his cheek, it was possible to tell that Ross was silently judging them.
I'll take it, Gabe declared.
Urie beamed, but Ryland rolled his eyes. You can't just choose him, asshole. Isn't there supposed to be a sign? Fuck, right. Gabe tossed his staff on the ground, where it immediately turned into a huge, fang-bearing cobra that hissed and wrapped itself around Ross's legs.
Pernicious vertebrate!
Ryan yelped with panic, flailing his arms and desperately trying not to die. Gabe smirked, beckoned the cobra till it purred at his feet, and reverted back into a staff.
The cobra has spoken. You'll do just fine.
God wasn't very gentle when he broke it to Gabe. Listen, this isn't going to work out. Was it the tambourines? Gabe asked sadly. Because even Smith hated them, and Smith liked to hit anything if it was to a rhythm. But Ross had insisted they were necessary to bring the point of his message across. Not quite, God said. And then explained that the sonnet about the shy date falling in love with a sandstorm in the wispy tendrils of harmonic metal breezes was very nice and all, but ultimately didn't help deliver the Jews out of Egypt, if neither Pharaoh nor the people
had any idea what the fuck Ross was talking about. Later, Gabe turned accusing eyes to Walker and said, "You let him write when he was high again, didn't you, you fucker?" Walker had the grace to shift his gaze guiltily, but Ross just looked affronted and crossed his arms and said, "If they can't handle a metaphor, they don't deserve to be delivered." And so Gabe was fired. But at least he got to keep the Cobra staff. The end.
Let my people go!
Reader's note. So, I'm recording this podfic for my, hang on a sec, where'd it go? Oh, there it is. I'm recording this podfic for my activist square on my AU bingo card, because it was either this or Martin Luther King Jr., and as much as I respect the man, I don't really want to read fanfic about him. But, see, Martin Luther King Jr. was all about freeing his people and giving them equal liberty. And Moses was also about giving his people freedom and liberty. And if Gabe is supposed to be Moses, then clearly Gabe is a civil rights activist in this story. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Also, the intro-outro music for this song is called, for this podfic, is called Pharaoh Pharaoh. And it was one of my very favoritest camp songs when I went to vacation Bible school. Hopefully you get as much of a kick of it as I do. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.